Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You reign in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. There is no one who is in this program this morning by chance. God has a purpose for bringing you here. Therefore, every minute you are going to spend there, make it count for Jesus. Shout a Jericho sign.
Hallelujah.
Now,
bye.
We are going into a prayer session. And in that prayer session, the Lord has promised to move by His power. Therefore, the first thing I'd like you to do is this. Begin to thank the Lord for this day.
For John.
Now begin to confess all the sins that you know can be a hindrance to you this morning. Name we pray. Now make up your mind that you are not going to carry any grudge into next year. Forgive all those who have offended you.
Dáríji gbogbo àwọn tó ti ṣẹ̀ ọ́.
It's very important that you do that.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì kí a ṣe eléyìí.
So that you can receive abundant blessings.
Kí a lè rí ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ gbà lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
Forgive all those who have offended
you. Dáríji gbogbo àwọn tó ti ṣẹ̀ ọ́.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We have 7 prayer points to pray now.
And I'd
like you to pray from the bottom of your heart. I claim my freedom.
I claim my freedom.
Mo gba ominira mi.
From every evil pronouncement.
Lọ́wọ́ gbogbo àwọn olùrojọ́ ibi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
That's right. Freedom from every evil pronouncement. Masikaya Boshetera Bokolaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I claim my freedom.
Mo gba ominira mi.
From every hereditary problem.
Lọ́wọ́ gbogbo wàhálà àjogúnbá.
In the name of
Jesus. Jesus.
Name we pray.
Amen.
Every demonic communication concerning me.
Gbogbo isoropo emi okunkun lori aye mi.
Be broken.
E ma fo.
In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Every demonic reinforcement against me.
Gbogbo ko agbara jopo emi ogunkun lori aye mi.
Be broken.
Ma fo.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes. Let them be dashed to pieces. We pray. Now say this after me aggressively.
Yes,
every
troubler
of Israel.
Every troubler of Israel.
Bob
Israel lẹ́nu.
Trouble me no more in the name of Jesus.
Ẹ má yọ mí lẹ́nu mọ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
I crush
mo fọ
every serpent and scorpion
gbogbo ijo ati akeke
dispatch against me
ti wọn rán sí mi
in the name of
Jesus. Jesu
yes. Let them be crushed. All the serpents and the scorpions. In Jesus' name we pray. Please lay your right hand on your head and say this aggressively.
So ele pelu ipa pelu.
Let the power of God
ki agbara Olorun
be released into my body now.
Ko tu sile sinu ara mi bayi.
Open your mouth. That's right. Let the power of God be released. Let there be a release of divine power. A release of divine energy. Let every yoke begin to break. Let every power of the oppressor be paralyzed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Riso kopoya bo shente rabo kolaba. Riso pola kaya bo shente rabo la karabo sotoyaba. Maribo sopoko ya boshite ya bokola barabo. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, something is happening all over the place. I saw some cases of incurable diseases being healed instantly. Let that be silence, brother. There is something that has been working all around somebody's body. The thing has gathered itself together now. I'm going right down. to the right leg.
That's your ESO.
And from that right leg,
that's your ESO.
Is finding its way right into the ground. Yes. There's a man here. You have been having this dream of sitting for exam and sitting for exam and sitting for exam. It is the spirit of failure. But right there where you are, you have been released from that circle of failure. You are going to pray again. And the kind of prayer you are going to pray now is like this.
I cast into fire
every evil load. I cast into fire every evil load. And as you are doing it, please retain your hand on your head. I cast into fire every evil load. I cast into fire every evil load. Say this aggressively too. I cast out. This one is a serious affair. Because if you are here with sickle cell, epilepsy, something you know you have inherited, something running through the family, this is the time for you to go.
As go ni fun won lati lo.
Amen. I cast out
mo le jade
the spirit of evil inheritance.
Emi ajogun ba ibi.
In the name of Jesus. That's right. Don't agree with the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let that happen now, beloved. Let the spirit of evil inheritance begin to depart. Yes. Let that spirit depart from the bone marrow. Depart from the brain. Immediately now.
lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ báyìí.
Quickly.
Kíákíá.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Orúkọ ńlá Jésù.
You may remove your hand from your head.
Jẹ́ ká gbọ́ wa kúrò lórí.
None of my blessings shall disappear with this year.
Kò sí èyíkéyìí nínú ìbùkún mi tí ó bá ọdún yìí lọ.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Yes. Maribo Sokoshite Yabolaba. Amen. Please stretch your two arms forward.
Jakano Amiji Siwaju.
Stretch your two arms forward.
Jakano Siwaju.
As if you are receiving something. And say this aggressively after me.
So leave, tell me.
I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Yes, possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Possess your possession. Masikaya Bushitura Bolaba. Rose kepe boshito ya balaba. In Jesus' name we pray. That's a family of four daughters.
Àwọn ẹbí kan wà tó jẹ́ pé obìnrin mẹ́rin ni wọ́n.
And the same thing is affecting all four daughters.
Ohun kan náà ló ti ṣẹlẹ̀ sí àwọn obìnrin mẹ́rẹ̀ẹ̀rin.
The Lord said I should tell you.
Olúwa ni sọ fún mi.
That today.
Pé lónìí.
That evil chain had been broken.
Ẹ̀wọ̀n ibi ti já.
Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Ọgọ́ ni fún orúkọ Olúwa.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jésù ṣe.
Wonderful God, we thank you for another palm of session. Thank you for what you have been doing even before we got here. Thank you for the miracle sign you gave to us this morning. Thank you for your power, your authority and your strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This is the final palm of changes before the end of this year. We are here with full confidence that you can turn the tables around in a second. Because you are a God who knows no impossibility. And this is why we are here. We know that you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. Therefore, Heavenly Father, every stubborn pursuer that has been pursuing anybody even up till now, you that stubborn pursuer, be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Ah, there is something being handed over to somebody. And on it was written, unbelievable promotion. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I also saw a sister. All your children have turned against you. The Lord said, today ends the
18th.
And they will all be looking for you now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Even before the end of this week, you shall have the testimony.
Wonderful God.
Olorun yanu.
All the stubborn pursuers.
Gbogbo ale ni madeyin.
That been pursuing people.
Won le awon eniyan.
January, February, March, April.
Oshu kini keji keta ikerin.
Up till now.
Titi di akoko yi.
You that stubborn person.
Eyin ale ni madeyin.
Be paralyzed
by Jesus.
And right there where you are standing.
Ni jo duro si ni.
Possess your possession.
Ni re.
Possess your possession. 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 Aha. Shikaribo sokola baraba. Please,
Jawa.
Don't go home until we have closed this program.
Because
just as about the time we have to close, the Lord is dispatching some special angels here. Some are already working here now. Amen. Aha. Now before we sit down, you too, you are going to, with your own mouth, begin to talk. Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I've prayed that you should possess your possession. Now you now should start making that bold declaration. I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Sikaya Boshentera Bolabo. Rosso Kotaya Boshentera Bolaba Karabo. In Jesus' name we pray.
You look at Jesus like a dura.
Shout to Jericho style, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please let's have a seat. And listen attentively. Amen. Our topic,
which
we are going to do in very few minutes, is deliverance. For the head. That's right. That may sound strange to you. But there are many sick heads around. Deliverance for the head or for the sick head. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, we'll read one of the most powerful verses in scripture. Genesis 3:15. This is God speaking after Adam and Eve had committed sin. And God has cursed the serpent. And in verse 15, God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. What is going to happen between the two of them? It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Let's take that one slowly. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Simply put, it means there will be war between you and the seed of the woman. Or I will make you enemies of each other. Or there will be eternal disagreement between the two of you. So there is no way the devil can be friendly with man. It may look like friendship now, but later you come to realize that is the friendship that the Yoruba people call the friendship of the cat and the mouse. Amen. The devil is never the friend of anyone. Even those who are serving him now and they are boasting in his powers, they're just being deceived. And at the end of the day, the same devil will finish them off. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Then he says, between thy seed and her seed. Between your offspring and our offspring. So he shall bruise thy head. Bruise there means to wound. To crush. To strike. To attack the head. That is, the seed of the woman shall tread the head of the serpent underneath the feet. Remember, it's the head of the serpent that will be crushed. Deliverance of the head. Now, when somebody has been released from captivity, whatever form of captivity it is, whether it's slavery or oppression, we can safely say the person has been delivered. When some evil spirits have been evacuated from a person, a place or a thing, we can say that that kind of in that kind of place or thing or person, deliverance has taken place. When a curse issued on a person, or a spell put on a person, or a person has been bewitched, and that person was released from that kind of thing, you can safely say the person has received deliverance. When some evil yokes have been broken in somebody's life, you can simply say the person has received deliverance. When some evil covenants concerning somebody has been broken, or like we have been praying against spirit of evil inheritance today, and the person gets delivered from that kind of thing, you can easily describe it as spiritual deliverance. When satanic powers have placed their embargo on something or somebody, and that embargo has been removed, you can say deliverance has taken place. The head, beloved, is the uppermost and the chief. You can even find somebody without one organ or the body or the other, but you can never see a headless person who is still alive. So this is why the Bible makes us to understand several things. For example, in 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 16. Let me just lay this foundation for you quickly before we move along. 2 Samuel 1, 16. This is David uttering the statement. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. Amen. So the head in scripture can mean the whole person or the whole life of the person. In Psalm 7 verse 16, this is the psalmist praying his normal aggressive prayers. Psalm 7:16. His mischief shall return upon his own head. There you are. Again, referring to the whole person or the life. And you know the popular Psalm 23:5. says this, thou preparest a table before me
in
the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest, he didn't say my leg, my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And for those of us who have read Leviticus thoroughly, you will have found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28,
Leviticus 19:28,
from 27 to 28, let's
put
the two together. Leviticus
19:27-28.
Ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Please be noting all these scriptures because of our time. Now in Matthew chapter 5, verse 36, we now find a very, very interesting statement made by Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 36. 5:36. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. So in scripture then, the head can be used to illustrate several things. When the head is covered, and you say my head should be covered, it could mean defense and protection for the person. When you say my head is lifted up, it could mean joy, exaltation, and confidence. So all these words we should take seriously. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6, he points out something to us. Isaiah 1:6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah is saying there is a situation may arise when there is no soundness at all in the head. And Jesus said, don't swear by your head. There is a purpose in all this. Why are hands laid on the head? Why are crowns laid on the head? Why do we anoint the prophets, the priests, and the king in scripture? Why is it that it is the head of the serpent that has to be bruised? Why is it that what this thing they call the spirit of death and hell normally hides in people's brains? Remember, it is the brain that is responsible for somebody's intelligence, memory, power, your hearing, your speech, your taste, your smelling. It's because of the brain that you can maintain the balance, you can walk straight. So when something now goes wrong with that head, physically or spiritually, then problem happens. Why, for example, does the Bible forbid swearing by your head? Because anything that affects your head affects your total personality. And in our environment, we have so many people whose heads have been cursed. Unfortunately, beloved, you hardly find anyone in this country who has never been cursed, whether playfully or seriously. All the weary, all those kinds of things, they're curses. And it works against people. I remember the case of that brother, a businessman, Anytime they were going for business, they normally gathered at a place around
9
a.m. in the morning. But after some time, the brother found that when he got there at 8:30, nobody was there. Everybody had disappeared. He didn't understand. So for 1 week, he tried 8:30 a.m., didn't see anybody. Then he decided, maybe I should leave, get there at
8.
He got there at 8 o'clock. Again, nobody. They had left him. They had gone. He didn't understand. Then one day, he decided to wake up at 5:30 a.m. and go there for 6 a.m. As he got there at 6 a.m., he found that they were just leaving. And then he said, wait. We're supposed to be doing this business together. How come you people abandon me and go? There is one white man there. The others were blacks. Black people could not talk. But the white man was quite frank. Said, well, we find that anytime you go with us, we don't have luck. So because of that, we have been going without you.
I didn't lie, my dad.
It will be very appreciated.
Well,
if you decide not to go today. So this is why we are coming early to just to evade your going with us. That is what we call a cursed head. Bad leg. Bad head. In the environment in which we find ourselves, when curses are issued using the head, whether it's personal or not personal, maybe you do it on your own, and somebody did it on you, you are looking for trouble. Jesus says, swear not at all. Some people, when they get angry, really, really angry, they beat the ground in anger. Some will bash the table. Such people already have problems in the head. There was a time that we preached a message here. We call it madness according to God. We take madness at people who lost their senses and are roaming around on the streets. But as far as God is concerned, his definition of madness is different. Amen. Many people that will say are normal, God says they are mad. And some that will even say they are mad, God says they are perfectly normal. After all, they told Jesus that he was mad. By their own definition, they told Paul that he was mad. By their own definition, God has his own definition. Some when they are angry, they will go and use their heads to smash iron. Some even rush to go and bite iron. Some touch their tongue and raise that finger upward as an insult to God. Some even bite their fingers. Some don't do all that. They will say, my head will punish you. Amen.
Amen.
The truth is that if you keep saying that kind of thing, that your head will punish somebody, you are inviting the spirit of witchcraft. All these kinds of people will need deliverance in one form or the other. Either direct or indirect curses upon the head. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following this? This is a disease in our environment, so common. Shout hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah.
A louder hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah.
For some years when I was teaching in the school, I think the students just looked at me one day and they concluded that this man must not understand
Yoruba.
Must be from somewhere else.
He's
an Igbo man. And since I heard them saying that one, so I had to decide not to speak Yoruba. And I come to the class, teach,
and go.
Beloved,
You see the kind of things those students say against teachers.
Tó bá gbóró àwọn tí àwọn ọmọ yìí sọ sí olùkọ́.
At a stage I had to reveal my identity that I understand what people are saying.
Oya mo gbọ́ ọmọ tẹ́ ẹ sọ.
I know what you are saying.
Ọmọ tẹ́ ẹ sọ.
This is what you have just said.
Mo tẹ́ kan sọ ni.
Say, you can hear o.
Ó máa gbọ́.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now all those things that they are saying.
Àwọn kan wọ̀nyí tí wọ́n sọ yìí.
If you don't possess sufficient fire to cancel them.
Tí o bá ní iná tó láti fagilé.
The person carries the everybody.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ agbé ẹrù wúwo.
Amen. I want you to bow down your head.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ kí a ti ẹrí bá.
I'm praying. I will know whether you like yourself now.
Màá mọ̀ bóyá o fẹ́ràn ara ẹ̀ báyìí o.
I'm praying like this.
Gbàdúrà báyìí.
I break.
Mo fọ.
Every personal.
And external curses. Gbogbo ègún tí mo fẹnu sọ tàbí tí ẹlòmíràn sọ sí mi, mo fọ wọn.
Issued against my head.
Pàápàá èyí tí wọ́n sọ sí orí mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Open your mouth and pray
there.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our eyes. So I'm saying the first great problem concerning this is that in our environment here, we issue a lot of curses against our heads. And other people issue it too against us. And they will then cause problems. Unless you run that head through some deliverance. Is that clear? Another way in this environment in which they put people's head in trouble is when demonic people lay their hands on you. And that is happening every day. They rub their hands on people's
heads
and the person then gets into trouble. What they will deposit there may not manifest in 5 years. By the time it will start manifesting, person may not even know where the trouble is coming from. Please, are you following this? Now, somebody wants to get married. And you know, your parents should pray for you, everybody should pray for you. She's quite good and normal. But the Bible says, the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. If your daddy is a lodge member, your mother is a witch, and they are praying for you, you will be better off not even receiving the prayer. Amen. And they lay their hands on you and pronounce what they call blessings. How can a lodge member bless a person? How can a witch bless a person?
But
what they are saying physically
is
the opposite they are saying. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another way they deal with people's head in this environment
is
they cut off their ear for evil manipulation. If they cannot get it to cut from your barber or from your hairdresser, they will start looking at your dustbin. Maybe you forget some there. And that's all. A lot of people have woken up in the morning and found that their hair have been cut. What are they doing with those
kids?
Evil manipulation. And with that, they have caused so much trouble for so many people. Some who married their enemies, the husband cuts up the hair, takes it away. Or the wife cuts up the hair of the husband, took it away. And the person is manipulated. And you just find that everywhere the person goes is hatred. When there are 200 forms to be distributed, this person whose ear have been cut will be number 201.
It will finish, it will arrive.
Nígbà tó bá tán ló máa dé.
Something has happened.
Ohun kan ti ṣẹlẹ̀.
And prayers have to be done aggressively. Àdúrà
ó sì ń láti lọ lórí ẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ipá.
Another way in this environment.
Ọ̀nà mìíràn ní àyíká yìí.
In which they cause trouble for people's head.
Ọbí ń dá wàhálà sílẹ̀ fún orí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Is eating of the air.
Oyin jíjẹ irun.
That may sound unbelievable to you.
Ele ele jẹ ohun ti o dabi pe ko ṣe gbọ.
But there are people who take people's air.
Fún àwọn àwọn àtọ́n mú irun ènìyàn.
Cook them with something.
Wọ́n á se wọ́n pẹ̀lú nǹkan.
And eat.
Wọ́n á sì jẹ́.
Believing that after they've done that
one. Wọ́n á wọ́n ti ṣeré.
Anything they say to you.
Ohunkóhun náà bá sọ fún ẹ.
You will listen.
Wà á gbọ́ ni o.
Become a slave.
Àwa dẹ̀rú.
Because now your head is under their control.
Torí pé nísìnyí orí irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ wà lábẹ́ ìdarí wọn.
It's just like somebody too whose placenta was eaten up.
Ó dàbí ẹnìkan tó gbé olubi rẹ̀ tán sì jẹ́ ni.
If that happened.
Tó lè bá ṣẹlẹ̀.
Then that person will be controlling the life of the person in totality.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ yóò máa da irú ayé ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ pátápátá ni.
There was a sister here like that.
Arábìnrin kan bí wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
The father ate her placenta.
Bàbá rẹ̀ jẹ́ olubi ẹ̀.
And when she was having marital problems.
Nígbà tó níṣòro ní ìgbéyàwó.
After prayer, we sent her back to the father. And the father said, small girl, somebody must have advised you. Don't worry.
Madam,
by the time you get to Lagos, there will be no problem. And the man went under his bed, brought out a bottle.
And
that bottle was this sister's air. But under the bed of the man, it was turned upside down. And things were really upside down for that woman.
Àwọn kan sì sórí kodò fún obìnrin.
The man said, okay, I will turn the bottle.
Màá yí gòyí padà.
Go, you go enjoy yourself.
Màá lọ wàá gbádùn ara ẹ̀ sìn.
Amen. So we had to plan our own coup.
Àwa náà a ní láti dìtẹ́ tiwa.
To steal the bottle out of the place.
Láti jí ìgòyí kúrò níbi tó wà.
Shout hallelujah. I mean, the man almost fainted the day he got home. I didn't find the bottle again.
Ìjọ́ ṣe ọkùnrin délé tí ò bá gòyí mọ́ fẹ̀ dákú.
Because with the bottle containing the air, I've been controlling the life of this. There are so many wicked devices going on in our environment that we really have to be on fire. Not once a week, every day. Amen. Another way in which people's heads get polluted in this environment.
Ọ̀nà mìíràn tí orí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ fi ń bọ́ sínú àdàlù ní àyíká yìí.
Is when they go to possess hairdressers and barbers.
O ni igba ti won ba lo si odo awon onigbaja mo ati awon ti o n serun to lemi okunkun.
When you notice that your hairdresser.
Nígbà tó rí pé ẹni tó ń bẹ serun.
Has long fingernails.
Èékánná ẹ̀gùn gbọọrọ.
Painted one kind.
Tó tún kùn lóní irú àrà.
I say well.
Wa ni ẹ.
Be working on the head.
Máa ṣiṣẹ́ lórí yìí o.
Oh, she will work on it.
A ṣiṣẹ́ lé lórí.
And you could even take your air somewhere else.
A ṣe tún mú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ sí ibòmíràn.
And then something will begin to happen.
Ohun mìíràn sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣẹlẹ̀.
Amen. Another way in which they do it in this environment.
Ọ̀nà mìíràn tí wọ́n fi ń ṣe ní àyíká yìí.
Is to steal the head covering.
Òun náà láti jí gèlè.
Or to exchange it.
Àbí láti pààrọ̀ ẹ̀.
Or the cap.
Àbí fìlà.
Or the head tie.
Tàbí gèlè.
Especially for those men.
Pàápàá fún àwọn ọkùnrin.
Who are busy carrying caps all over the place.
Tí wọ́n gbé pé fìlà náà ń gbé kiri.
Just like that, so many unserious men too.
Ẹbí ọkùnrin tí ò mọ tó ń ṣe.
Who put chains on their neck.
Agbẹ́ wọn sọ́run.
As if they want to do a modern slave trade.
Bí ẹni pé wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe ẹrú òde òní.
Amen. And they keep the top, the front of their shirt open wide.
Wọ́n á fi iwájú shirt wọn sílẹ̀, á ṣí gbá sílẹ̀.
So that you can see that it is 92 carat.
Kò lè rí pé 92 carat ni.
I call them unserious men.
Ẹ máa ń pọ̀ lọ́kùnrin tí ò mọ tó ń ṣe.
Amen.
Amen.
Another way in this environment.
Ní àyíká yìí kan náà.
In which they harass people like this.
Ọ̀nà mìíràn tó tún fi ń yọ ènìyàn lẹ́nu bẹ́ẹ̀.
They summon out the spirit of the person.
Òun ni pé wọ́n pe ẹlẹ́dàá ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
And they call it calling out the head.
Wọ́n ní wọ́n pe orí ẹ̀.
They summon the thing out.
Wọ́n pe.
Of the body.
Lára.
This is why some people have very strange dreams.
Ìdí ni táwọn mìíràn lálẹ́ àjèjì.
You just find yourself somewhere.
Lákànbárẹ̀ ẹ̀mí kan.
You find it's an unfriendly environment.
Wàá rí bí àyíká tí ò dọ́rẹ̀
ni. You want to get out.
O fẹ́ jáde.
But you cannot.
Ṣùgbọ́n ò lè jáde.
Some will fly off.
Àmìràn àfò.
They fly after them.
Àfò tẹ̀lé wọn.
Amen.
Amen.
No, a sister had a dream.
Arábìnrin kan lálà.
And she found a mat was flying like aeroplane.
Ó rí pé ẹni bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fò bí ọkọ̀ òfurufú.
She was on top of the mat.
Ó wà lórí ẹni.
And another woman was by her side.
Obìnrin mìíràn wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́.
And the mat was flying.
Ẹni sì ń fò.
The sister said, excuse me.
Ẹ mi ẹjọ.
Where are we going?
Bó la ń lọ.
And I said, shut up. We're going to witchcraft meeting.
And lo supade aje ni.
Ah. But he said, I'm not a witch.
Mo nsa je.
Why should I go with you?
Lo de ti ma se bai lo.
Say shut up.
Ben dake se.
Then his sister screamed, Jesus!
Jesu.
And the mat broke into two. She dropped to the ground. And the other one continued. Amen. The question is, why did that sister get on the mat at all? They called her out. To come. And off they go. You will have heard stories of people hearing their names without knowing who was calling them. It's part of the problem here. So you know what to mean when we say deliverance for the head. Another way in which they do it in this environment is demonic pomades or ear creams. I mean, when they grind woman parts and put it in the pomade for you, and you use it, problem.
Voila.
When they put Indian hemp inside your pomade, and you use it to rub your hair, your head, problem.
Voila.
Because your head is now smoking hemp. In this environment. So the person is behaving funny. Probably, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's because that head is smoking hemp. Another way in which the police people are in this environment. Incisions on the head. Any single incision on your head is a demonic invitation to evil. That's why Paul says, let no man trouble me, because I bear on my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an evil mark that should be nullified. Another way in which the polluted people sat in this environment is when they hang leaves on your head and they are giving you titles. And you are rejoicing that the chief in charge of whatever in our village. Those who had no access to your head before, who under normal circumstances will not even have been able to touch your body, now they have facility. So bring their leaf from wherever, stick it on the head. That can be a source of real problem. Carrying sacrifices on the head. Another problem. Washing of the head with juju. Say, I don't know why I'm not finding things easy. Let us go and wash the head. And they take the person there and wash the head with demonic soap. And then that worsens the matter. Shaving hair on your head for the dead. That too can be a source of real problems. Personal swearing by using your own head will cause all kinds of trouble. So we have a lot of problems like this in our environment. And when a person is operating like this under the bondage of the head, such people will always fail to listen to good advice. They will be unteachable. They argue in ignorance. They have confused dreams. They lose their memory without knowing why they are losing them. They have what you call crooked thinking. They avoid good things and always go for the evil. Sometimes during serious prayer sessions, they develop serious headache. Things will be moving around in the head. Unexplainable depths will come in. An inability to settle down as a man or a woman too can settle. Listen to it, beloved. When somebody comes from a polygamous home, maybe there are about three wives there, and all the children from a particular mother are completely unprogressive and poor, something is wrong with the head. Or the constant failure in examination, it causes trouble. Once somebody's spirit has been summoned,
nígbà tó bá ti pe ẹ̀mí ẹnì kan jáde,
and the person doesn't have sufficient fire to resist it,
bó o sì ní iná tó lò láti kọ́,
even if they don't kill the person,
tán bá ti pa,
they will put some extra luggage in his life.
Wọ́n á ti gbin àwọn àdìmẹ́rù kan sí ayé ẹ̀.
Is the sign of the poison head.
Àmì orí tó ní májèlé.
Once the head has been polluted like this,
ní kété tí orí bá di ní àdàlù bẹ́ẹ̀,
the rest of the life will suffer the same defeat.
Ìgbé ayé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò máa rí ìjákulẹ̀.
That's why when Jesus died,
ìdí ni nígbà tí Jésù kú,
in his substitutionary death,
nínú ìrọ́pò ikú rẹ̀,
about four things happened to him.
Ohun bíi mẹ́rin ṣẹlẹ̀ sí.
He shed his blood.
Ó ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀
sílẹ̀. Sevenfold shedding of his blood.
Ní ọ̀nà méje.
In Gethsemane, as he prayed in agony,
gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti ń gbàdúrà nínú ìrora,
he shed his blood.
Ó ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
They disfigured his face.
Wọ́n ba ojú rẹ̀ jẹ́.
I mean, the high priest struck him across the face with a rod.
Olórí àlùfáà ó fi ọ̀pá ó fi lù lójú.
He shed his blood.
Ó ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
Then they whipped his back.
Wọ́n sì lù ú lẹ́yìn.
And this kind of whip has pieces of bones and metals in it.
Irú àwọn ẹgba báyìí ó ní irin àti
ìgbìmọ̀ rẹ̀. Tearing away his flesh.
Èyí tí ó ń fa ara rẹ̀ ya.
He shed his blood.
Ó ta ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀ níbẹ̀.
But then they put something else on his head now.
Síbẹ̀ wọ́n wá fi ohun mìíràn sí lórí báyìí o.
A crown of thorns.
Adé ẹ̀gún.
Crown having thorns like little little pins in it.
Adé tó ní ẹ̀gún bí irin díẹ̀ díẹ̀
nínú. And they press it on his head.
Wọ́n sì tẹ̀ mọ́ lórí.
So now blood was coming out from his head.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ sì ń jáde lórí.
And the thorns that were in that thing was poisonous.
Àwọn ẹ̀gún tó wà lára adé yìí ó sì lóró ní.
The poison there represents curses.
Oró ọbẹ̀ ó dúró fún ẹ̀gún.
Therefore, anybody goes about with a cursed dead.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá ń lọ káàkiri pẹ̀lú orí tó ní ègún.
He's doing it by personal decision.
Ó kàn wù láti máa gbé
kiri. Since Jesus had made himself a substitute for that.
Lẹ́nu ìwádìí Jésù ti fi ara rẹ̀ rọ́pò fún ilé.
Jesus solved the problem 2000 years ago.
Jésù mú ìṣòro ikú ní ẹgbẹ̀rún ọdún méjì.
All you have to do is to call upon him this morning.
Ogun ọdún láti ṣe ni pé kí wọ́n pè é lóhùn rọ̀
yìí. And he will answer.
Yóò sì dáhùn.
Amen.
Amen.
What do we do then?
Kí ló ń táwa ṣe?
The first thing is that you must be saved.
Okay, ni pe gbọdọ ri deni igbala.
You can be delivered by salvation.
O le ri itusile nipa igbala.
So just by changing camp.
Nipa yipa aro ago.
Giving your life to Jesus.
Iyayi re fun Jesu.
You can be free from the shackles of the enemy.
O le bọ ninu isekeseke
ota. Without anybody even praying.
Lai si enikeni to n gbadura.
That's that decision.
Pe ipinnu eyi.
That I'm changing camps today.
Pe mo fẹ pa aro ago bayi.
In case you are just coming to Palmer St. John's.
Pe o kan wa si ipade agbara
gbọdọ pa ara. You are not saved.
O ti deni igbala.
You must get salvation.
O gbọdọ ri igbala.
Give your life to Jesus.
Fi ayé rẹ fún Jesu.
Then he then will translate you.
Nígbà náà ni yóò wá gbé ọ.
From the kingdom of darkness.
Kó o ní ìjọba òkùnkùn.
To the kingdom of light.
Sí ìjọba ìmọ́lẹ̀.
So you don't just come here to receive miracles.
Má kàn wá bí láti gbaṣẹ́ ìyanu.
You are here to receive the greatest miracle of all.
Láti gbaṣẹ́ ìyanu tí ó ga jùlọ.
Which is salvation of your soul.
Tó ṣe ìgbàlà ọkàn rẹ.
You can receive deliverance from head problems.
O lè gba ìdúsílẹ̀ kó o ní ìṣòro rí.
Through the baptism and anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Nípa ìbàpísí ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
When the power of the Holy Ghost falls upon your life.
Nígbà tí agbára ìmọ̀ bá balẹ̀ ayé
rẹ. You can receive deliverance from the cursed head.
O le gba ìdúsílẹ̀ kó o ní orí tó ní ègún.
Through the word of God too.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú.
When you keep renewing your mind with the word of God.
Nígbà tó bá ń fi ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tú ọkàn rẹ ṣe.
The money bondages are broken by the word.
Àwọn èdè ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn yóò fọ́ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You can receive deliverance from the cursed head.
O le gba ìdúsílẹ̀ kó o ní orí tó ní ègún yìí.
By breaking those curses.
Nípa fífọ àwọn ègún
yìí. And casting out the demon
spirit.
These are the ways of freedom.
Àwọn ọ̀nà òmìnira rèé.
You can receive deliverance.
O lè gba ìdúsílẹ̀.
From a cursed head.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ orí tó ní ègún.
By spiritual warfare.
Nípa ogun tẹ̀mí.
Praying warfare prayers.
Gbàdúrà ogun.
And by your violent faith and your confession.
Àti nípa ìjẹ́wọ́ àti ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ.
What are we saying today?
Kí làwọn tí a ti ẹ̀ ń sọ lówùúrọ̀ yìí?
Many of us have to go back.
Ìyẹn ní pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ń láti padà sẹ́yìn.
To when we were small rascally boys.
Nígbà tí a jẹ́ ọmọkùnrin onípáǹle.
Or small rascally girls.
Àbí a jẹ́ ọmọ obìnrin oníjàgídíjàgan.
And your parents used to say all kinds of things to your head.
Òbí rẹ sì máa ń sọ onírúurú nǹkan sí orí rẹ.
Or your friends used to say all kinds of things to you.
Tàbí àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ máa ń sọ onírúurú nǹkan sí ọ.
And they have polluted the head.
Wọ́n sì kó àdàlù bá orí
rẹ. Or you have been going to all kinds of people who have seen virtue in your life.
Tàbí o ti ń lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ onírúurú àwọn èèyàn tó ti rí àṣẹ tó wà láyé rẹ.
You say how can we steal this virtue?
Báwo ni a ṣe lè rí nǹkan
bẹ́ẹ̀? The only way to steal it is to have access to the air.
Àwọn ò ní rí ọ̀nà àti bí o ṣe pé wọ́n dé ibi orí.
And once they get it.
Sọ́mà sì diri.
They take it away.
Wọ́n mú lọ.
Transfer the person virtue.
Wọ́n á yí ohun tó jẹ́ dere ènìyàn padà.
And trouble happens.
Wàhálà sì bẹ̀rẹ̀.
Some will go to prayer meetings.
Àwọn mìíràn lọ sí pàdé àdúrà.
And at the prayer meetings they will ask them to bring soap.
Nígbà tí àdúrà wọn ni kán mọ ṣe wá.
Sponge.
Kan ìkan.
What else? Towel.
Aṣọ ìnura.
to the prayer meeting.
What's it be, Adura?
They pray.
Agbadura.
You don't know anything.
Oh, mon kankan.
You just come next day, and they redistribute the sponges. And you don't know which one you got.
Oh, I'm a tomu amo.
Maybe it's even your own.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't know what they've done to
oh,
it.
Oh, man, that is just.
It starts scrubbing your head with it.
My brother, if you bore you,
problem.
Voila.
Happens.
Actually,
this month.
Lo uroy.
We have some really, really aggressive prayers to do.
Any one I draw, don't know what I'm
and there are going to be about 40 of them.
What's it? Be ogoji.
Amen. So there is no time to waste. This is the last palm of change of the year. I want to spend it well. Amen.
Amen.
Right there on your seat. I'd like you to close your eyes. I've cautioned you not to go home till we close. Get the fullest benefit. Until I say you can go. The priest just sit there and drink from the well of salvation. Let every force of affliction say it aggressively and let me hear you. Say it as if you mean it.
Yes, sir, be consumed by
divine fire.
Open your mouth
and that's it. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. All evil strangers. Come out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen to this. In case you have some machinery that are not working, or they are not making sufficient profit, or you have property that you cannot complete, this is for you. And pray it very well. All bewitched properties, receive deliverance. And it is so in Jesus' name. Let the handwriting of the enemy turn against the enemy. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to believe that you are praying. Those of us at the back of the auditorium over there, say this aggressively after
me.
Let every evil king installed against me be paralyzed. Open your mouth and pray now, everybody. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this aggressively after me too. I paralyze every satanic wrestler and struggler for my goodness. Open your mouth. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. If you know that you are owing people money or people are owing you money, pray this one very well. Every stronghold of debt,
every stronghold
gbogbo ibi giga gbèsè.
Be dashed to pieces.
Ma fọ́ sí wẹ́wẹ́.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every stronghold of oppression.
Gbogbo ibi giga inira.
Be dashed to pieces.
Máa fọ́ sí wẹ́wẹ́.
Lórí
wa Jésù.
Máa ṣe káyà bó ṣì tó ra bó kọ́ làbà. Rọ́sọ̀pọ̀ kọ́ ra bó ṣe ń tẹ́ ra bó làbà. In Jesus' name, pray.
Lórí wa Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Every stronghold of unprofitable loss.
Gbogbo ibi giga ìpàdánù tí ò lérè.
Be dashed to pieces.
Máa fọ́ sí wẹ́wẹ́.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. If you are afraid, don't pray this one.
Bàbá ń bẹ̀rù má gba eléyìí o.
Let every hunter of my soul.
Kí gbogbo àwọn ọjọ́ ń dọdẹ ọkàn mi.
Begin to shoot themselves.
Come on, tell our neighbor.
Let's open your mouth and pray. Oshikaribo setola kayabo. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now rise up on your feet.
Bye, jaga jide lori ese wa.
Don't sit down. Why I say rise up?
Am I joking? Mo ba ni ka jide o.
When we pray a little bit, I'll ask you to sit down again. But now, it's time to stand.
Asiko lati duro ni.
It's time to stand.
Asiko lati duro ni.
Oh Lord!
Oh Lord!
Empower my life with your anointing.
Fi agbara re ku aye mi nipa ifowoyan re.
Yes. Our right hand on our heads, please.
Owo otun wa le ori wa bayi.
Oh Lord.
Oluwa.
Let your healing power flow into my body.
Je ki agbara iwosan re ṣanwo ara mi.
Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Any healing power of the Holy Ghost flow into our bodies. Marisoko shitora boko la marabo. Let the healing power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord.
Oh Luwa.
Let your purging fire.
Jeki ina ready funka.
Flow into my body.
Wọnú ara
mi. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I receive creative miracle.
Mo gba iṣẹ́ ìyanu dídá.
Into every department of my life.
Sí gbogbo ẹ̀yà ayé mi.
In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Masakayabo. Yes.
Ben.
Just retain your hand on your head. Don't say anything now. Oh Lord, let your healing power flow into every damaged part of the body. Right now. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
And as that healing power is flowing through your body. Let all damaged organs be repaired by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Ben.
You, that person that have undergone an operation,
and
it was not properly done, right there the Lord is doing some corrective work in your life. Just begin to receive that creative miracle. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive. 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 Let there be a divine connection from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. That thing that has been turned upside down, it is being reversed now. Right there where you are. Head be delivered. From every pollution.
In the name
of Jesus. Amen. Just keep on standing. Don't sit down yet.
That's the joke, Juro.
Don't sit down yet.
I joke.
Aha. Say this after me. Militarily.
You may
remove your hand from your head now. Please be serious with this one. So
you
have the next session before you sit down again.
Oh
Lord!
Oh
Lord! Make the impossible possible for me! Amen. Let me ask one question. Do you really mean that prayer? Should you do it more seriously? Because just exactly like we asked the Lord to do. Yeah, we do. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how a situation has been described.
Go shake pataki. If you want to saw it, go yiri, go yiri.
With God, all things are possible.
This is it.
Open your mouth. All things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, I want to beg you in the name of Jesus.
Mo fe be oni oruko Jesus.
To pray this one. Especially pleading with you now. Oh Lord!
Oh Lua!
Make a way for me where there is no way.
Line up for me, let me you go, see now.
Yes. Make a way for me where there is no way. Masika Boshitora Bokola Barabo. Amen. Every assignment and weapons of the enemy against me,
Lord, you see me
be frustrated.
Come and read, Jacule.
Open your mouth. And pray. Makapola bosotoko ya boshente raboraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this aggressively after me. Every evil weapon fashioned against me.
Do you want to see me?
Be your side. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for another session of power. Accept our thanks in
Jesus.
Eternal Rock of Ages. Every prayer point we have uttered here this morning, whether the devil likes it or not, shall become testimonies to the name of Jesus. it shall become testimonies
of them.